Okay, welcome to Conscious Living Parents, where we do parenting, partnering, personing, and everything else in between.
Today we are talking about breaking parenting cycles.
Yes.
Such a cool conversation because I feel like it's something we are super hyper aware about. And it's so cool that we get this opportunity as parents to break the cycles that we didn't enjoy and that didn't serve us as adults now.
Yep.
So I'm really excited to hear yours.
Yes.
So
One for one. And also I feel like people try and break cycles. You know, we are either aware of them, which we're aware of like the things that weren't serving us. But when people are unaware of the cycles, they either repeat them.
Yes.
Or they go in the complete opposite. And sometimes that's just as damaging. You want to get into a middle place where you're okay with it.
Yeah.
So that you're not just parenting out of your trauma, which, you know, it's like, they did this to me, so I'm going to, I was controlled completely, so you're going to have no boundaries.
Yes.
You know, I'm never going to pull you up. You can call me, like, you know, you stupid slut mom, you know, and it's like, I'm letting them express themselves.
Yes.
And you're like, no, you've gone too far. Bring it back.
My first one is just like smacking and yelling for discipline.
Okay.
Like that was just a go-to for my parents, especially my stepdad. It was always just through violence and through yelling because he felt that was the only way for us to learn. Right. He obviously didn't know any other way.
Yep.
But that was something I was like, I am never, ever going to do that with my kids. But once again, there's still boundaries of how they can behave and speak to me. And I want to teach them respect and manners. But hitting is never a tool that I would ever, ever use to make my kids scared to do something.
Yes.
Yep. So that's my first one. And yelling as well. That is a harder one for me to break, though. I definitely still have moments where I raise my voice and it's not often. And when I do, the guilt washes over me and I'm very quick to repair.
Yep.
But it's still when I'm really overwhelmed and dysregulated, that is something that's like, it's still in me, but I'm really trying hard to break that. And I think I'm doing a really good job at it. It's less and less like as I go on.
That's the evidence that says things are changing. Right?
Yeah. 5 years ago, it's probably more often than what I'd like to admit. And now it's like once in a blue moon. And when I do it, I'm like, holy shit, I'm exhausted.
Yep.
I'm stressed. I'm stretched. I'm not coping.
Yeah.
Step away.
Just nice little feedback to say something's going on in you. It's not your child.
No.
It's what's going on here.
And that's the important thing, which I think we've spoken about before is like,
we got to keep speaking about it always.
100%. Yeah. If you haven't heard it, like, it's okay to not be a perfect parent, but if you do make a mistake, go to your child and remind them, one, it's not their fault. Show them how to say sorry, like role model that, make that normal and comfortable for them to be able to say sorry, because then when they grow up, that's just going to feel good for them.
Yeah.
Because I was never role modeled sorry. So as an adult, it was really hard for me to learn to say sorry. And even now it can still be uncomfortable and I can avoid and like, or send it in a different way than what I would actually really love.
I really just want to say I'm sorry, but it's like, you can't do that because it's opening up weakness or an angle for someone to attack you.
Yeah,
you know?
Or you just can't even regulate yourself enough to speak.
Be okay with it.
Yeah. So something so cool to be aware of, but that's my first one. Mm. What's yours?
Well, with that one, I feel like, because one of the things I'm noticing as being a parent now is the insight I get through watching my child, like where I believe it hasn't come from either of us. And it's just, I feel like it's a natural, just part of humanhood. You know what I mean? Like, so in regards to yelling, Neve hasn't got that, but she might have like, mummy's used her loud voice, which is like, you know, like it'll be like, Neve, you know,
not yelling.
But the fact that she is, because she hasn't had it.
Yeah.
And when she gets that, that it still affects her to the point of it doesn't feel nice is like, okay, I don't think anyone ever likes to be spoken to in the, like with that. And so, but my point was the repairing of that frustration. So mummy used him, that means she's disappointed in me or I haven't been good enough. But allowing her to say, you know, this is what, and then Clara will normally go, you know, mummy was feeling really frustrated. Do you have any idea why? And then she'll be like,
ask her for feedback.
You know, and she goes, yeah, well, so do you remember how in this moment I said, can we not do that again, please, sweetie? And, you know, and what did you do then? And she'll be like, I kept doing it. And she's like, yeah, so mummy apologizes. She never wants to use that voice. But on your side, maybe we can learn to listen.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that, asking for more feedback. That's something I can definitely implement more.
Yeah.
Because I would just go, mummy's frustrated because of this.
Yeah.
Whereas asking like, oh, do you have any idea? That's really nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, like my, so I'm.
Is there ever a time where they're like, I don't know?
I've
If you say, oh, do you have any idea why Molly's frustrated? I don't know why. Like, just
probably, but not with
cheeky.
Yeah, like she's super cheeky, but in that moment it's because it's got that space, which is I guess one of my points was our family was just never talked about anything. So shut down, you're not allowed to feel anything. And even it, like I've had mates that are way worse, like where their parents are just, you will never cry. Like I could cry with mom or something, but if there was a problem, you just never, ever spoke about it. Like the thought of, like, say with Neve going, tell me why you're, upset. Oh, I'm frustrated, or whatever. Mm. We can never, ever just issues with the family, or it would mum and dad, it would just be they'd go quiet and then all of a sudden it wasn't an issue, or like there was no apologies ever. There was no
sweep it.
We were just dead and sweeping, like just constantly. So that's a cycle that I've pushed hard to break. Yeah. And then it started with becoming, you have to be lead by example. Hey, so it's like I have to own every little moment with my children, with my wife.
Yeah.
Not to sweep.
Yeah.
Because it was my default before. Like, oh God.
Did you find that hard, or has it been quite easy? Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's been hard. Yeah.
it's been a long process.
Harder with Clara first and then kids, or?
I think the hardest part was just when I first realized that was holding my life back. Mm. It was probably prior to Clara.
Yeah.
And going, this strategy really sucks in relationships. And I've had three of these that have fallen over. Mm. Like, what are the things that I do? You know, I was lucky that I had that insight, I suppose, to go, if it's happened three times, it's mostly the same pattern. It's probably not that you've chosen that three girls are exactly the same. You've got some stuff in.
Yeah.
So that's a cycle I'm so excited to break. And I love that every part of this, like conscious living parents, doing the stuff with the Titans and men.
Yes.
It's creating the identity around my, when you've got an identity, it hurts to not align with that.
Yeah.
So if I sweep or if I don't do that, stuck. I feel so inauthentic.
I feel like that with yelling too. This isn't who you want
to
be.
But it forces you to be better. Hey.
It does.
That's my number one. Oh, that's the first one?
Nice. Another one that I put down is just something that I've noticed, and I feel like this pattern is still quite common in today's society. And I hope no one thinks I'm judging them for this. I just think there's a better way to do it, is the time out method. It's like when I was in trouble and I did something wrong, or I didn't eat my dinner, or I didn't do my chores, or I don't know if there was anything, which is like straight to your room, like yell into your room, shut the door, lock. And locked in my room to try and like
a shame creator.
Yeah. And just sit there crying by myself. Yeah. No one cares. Like I'm not worthy of them coming in to check on me. And it's just like, that was it for the night.
Yeah.
Whereas I like time in. So sometimes like when Taji was little, we would go to a corner, but I would sit down with him. Mm. So we're going to sit in this place together. And we're going to talk about this.
Mm.
And even if like he's really angry and upset around
this place together. Yeah, yeah.
Tala cool. now, I'm like, let's go to your room together and, get these emotions out, because your room's your safe place. And Tala doesn't need to, be around this all the time. But I like to use it as an opportunity to connect and repair rather than just leaving this little person to try and... I don't know how. Like, it's so crazy in this day and age. I feel like so many adults expect their kids to just be regulated all the time and deal with all of this, but we're not.
Yeah.
I don't know any human that is walking around super regulated and like,
what about
all the fucking time? Like, how do we expect these 5-year-olds to do it?
It's impossible.
Their brain is literally not developed. Yeah. Like, they can't. But we put so much pressure on them to be good and to do this and to do that. And understand, like, why don't you understand? Mommy said no to this. They don't understand. They're just going for what's pleasurable. They're going for what's fun. Like,
They haven't shut down their fun gene yet.
Yes.
So like they should be teaching us like the bloody
rigid,
unfun and rigid, right?
Definitely. So that's been a huge one, because there has been moments, and even when I see some of my friends do it, I can see why they do it, because it's so uncomfortable when you're triggered because your kids are having these big explosive emotions.
And they're showing them.
It's easier to put them in a corner or put them in the room so you can just have a moment to fucking breathe. But you can also take your moment and just say to them, hey, mommy just needs to go have a breath, or like, we're going to come back and visit this, whatever you need to do. But I just think, some big, big reflections there on what's going on for you.
It's Good one. Yeah. I love the word time in too.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you, yeah.
We had a thing with, like, we had balloons last weekend and, like, we love playing balloons because they're great for, like, Dusty's teaching her to catch already because they're so slow and they can move and they you know, et cetera. But we went to bath time and Neve was, like, bouncing and I said, listen, sweetie, I don't want the balloons in the bath because then they're going to get wet and then they'll wet the floor and then Dusty will, you know,
slip over
maybe. And she's like, like this. And I'm like, Neve, what did I say? And she, you know, like, just ignore me.
Mm.
And so all I did was just, okay, went into the bath, grabbed it. I said, okay, Daddy's taking the balloons and they're not going to be used today anymore. You know?
Like, yeah.
And she goes, I can't use the balloons. I said, no, we can use them tomorrow.
Mm.
And she goes, am I not going to? No, we're going to have books. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Except that, what happened? And she goes, I didn't listen.
Mm.
I said, that's normal. I don't listen a lot too.
Yeah.
It's okay to not listen.
Yeah.
But it's my job to say there's a consequence for that, right? Because would you think it's better to be a great listener or a really terrible listener? Do you like when people, daddy listens to you or when he never listens to you?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I like it when you listen.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's what daddy likes too. So right now I have to put that in. And it was just like, you could see the first bit, the balloon part, I could see in her face, like, cause I love when both my girls do the opposite of what I say, like, cause I don't like being controlled. I hate it. And I love people that fight against being controlled.
Yes.
So yeah. While she's doing it, I can see her body going like, you won't tell me to not put the balloon in there.
Yeah.
But then I have a responsibility that I believe this is the best course of action is
it's opportunity to learn.
Create a boundary. You can't just shit on me and do that.
Not listen.
But I don't want to do time out either. Like, because again, that would have been, well, from, shame. Yeah, like, bang or burst the balloons. It's like, you're done now. No more balloons. Here's the balloons. See the bin? You know, that's what would have happened. And that used to think, oh, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think,
now you've fully ruined the balloon. I actually can't play with it ever again.
What am I supposed to do? Like, can't have fun. Like, and then, you didn't know the boundary wasn't clear. You didn't know, like, because then sometimes you could have lots of fun and then it felt like your parents could just, like, you know, like you're all playing and then all of a sudden it was not okay to do that funny thing that they were just doing a second ago. Like, they just know, they can tell in a second.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm in trouble for that.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense in the little brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My next one, and I think this is, I don't know if I mentioned this or maybe another chat, but not like making your child feel like you're not a priority. Like it's not I almost think it's almost as bad or than beating on someone, like beating on your child or abusing them in other ways, making them feel like you don't care because you just never give them attention or you never show them that they're worthy.
Yeah.
I think that is the worst thing you can do to somebody. And I mean, even in a partner, right? You want to know that you're going to be put first. And when you can see evidence that your partner is now choosing you ahead of, I don't know, their other priorities or that there's evidence that they took your needs. They didn't just say yes to friends. They said, oh, I don't have to answer right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask Ashley or I'm just going to ask Levi and we'll come back. That makes me feel so good. And it's like, that is my number one thing as a parent is my mom was so good at it and just being like, you're all that I care about.
Yeah.
So I got to see both and it's like, oh, there is no question in my mind. That is the number one goal as a parent for me is to.
I always matter to dad. He always listens.
Always.
I'm always important. Always so a priority. Important.
Always a priority. Like, and even some weird things, because I know Neve never doesn't, but sometimes she'll be, like, we'll go into bed and I always put her to bed and lay down. I'm like, God, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud to be your dad. And she'll be like, I say, you're such a good listener. You know, like, I love how you're such a good listener and you're such a good big sister. And she'll be like, I'm not that great of a listener. You know, like, you know, they're just, we're negative on ourselves naturally. She's never heard that from either of us. But maybe a teacher said, like, oh, she got in trouble, you know, about the smallest bit of trouble, like, move to your spot.
Now. Oh, yes.
And so now maybe that's why she said, I'm not a good listener.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, this is cool. Like, you're allowed to, I don't mind, you can be and think you're not a good listener, but I think you're an incredible listener.
That'll stick with
her.
Yeah,
and you can just see their little body go like,
God, yeah.
Oh. And they were, maybe they were just saying it just to get the reaction. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's every choice there. What did I think the other day? This is my, this is deep, I suppose. I feel like it's easier to be a great parent when kids are young because you get so much feedback.
Mm.
You know, like I walk in the door and both of them run and jump up. I know when she's getting to 12 and it's, what is she now? She's just starting to in the mornings. Every morning I used to get, like I'd walk in and I'd be like, you know, like a big jump up cuddle.
Yeah.
And some days now she's like, no. You know, like she knows that kills me.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd be like, no. And I know she's like later on, and so I just let it go.
Yeah.
But what I'm noticing is that she's starting to become more of a person that has opinions and
yes.
And so I don't just get that naturally now.
Yeah.
And so what it's, because that's my biggest love language, I notice that that's giving me less feedback of like, of, you know, like I want to be, you know, not want to be, but you're getting less as they get older. And so my, I wrote it down the other day. My goal is to continually lean in and be open to being rejected every single day, always without shutting down.
Yeah.
So no matter how much you say, I hate you, Dad, or, you know, like not answer, or I don't want to tell you anything about your day. Like, tell me nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Every day, show up again and ask again. Yes. Every day again. Like,
be there. Be,
like, don't push the boundaries, but just open to be, I want to be rejected 20 times a day.
Yeah.
And not to let that mean to me to go smaller and not.
It's a hard thing to do though, because that just sparked, like with Steve, if I'm around, Tyler just wants to be on me and she'll literally, it's a bit of a game. Nah. I'll be like, cuddles for daddy. Yeah. She goes, nah. And like giggles and stuff. And I watch him day after day get rejected like 10, 20, 30 times. And I always conscious, like think in my head, God, that must be really hard to be rejected nonstop. He's like, yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to
keep choosing.
He keeps choosing. He keeps doing it. I've never seen him shut down for it.
Yeah.
Whereas when Taj chooses, see, I'm not great at it. When Taj chooses Steve, which is a lot of the time, I definitely get shut down.
Yeah.
I'm like real cut.
Yeah.
Like, but I want to cuddle. So it's really inspiring to hear you say that, because it makes me realize how well Steve's doing with that, because he just always shows up no matter what.
Yeah.
With just as much excitement and love.
Yeah. And he's turned it into a game.
It's a game now. Yeah. And one thing I thought of too then when you were saying that is like, you always want your girls to feel like they're a priority and that they matter. I think if it has a massive effect on kids, if they don't feel that, because what I used to think of, and I think my mum was just always working. I always knew my mum loved and cared for me. She was just working a lot. But with not having a relationship with my real father, he walked away when I was a baby, and then having a really horrible relationship with my stepfather, who told me basically to go jump off a bridge, I thought, God, if my two dads, not just one, two dads don't love me and don't want me, why would anyone else want me? They're the ones that actually you think have to love you and really should love you no matter what you do. And both of them were like, see ya, fuck ya, I don't care about you. So that was really hard for me, I think, to even accept love in my life, because I never believed I was truly worthy of it. So if you feel that from a young age, think you're doing a great job with that, that's going to massively impact the type of relationships they get into, what kind of boundaries they set, and the standards they just have for their life, which is so important.
Yeah, you want them to be like someone just doesn't meet that standard, and they're like,
see ya.
Yeah, like, see you later, or show me that you're worth it, because I'm not like, oh, you know, that's how you'll, I don't know, but that story that you said is so common. Hey?
It is. It just starts that first 7 years of their life. Hey, so important.
So we switched from the other side to breaking the cycle to what do we say, like repeating the legacy or something that happened, unless you've got another.
I had one more.
Okay, let's go.
It's around food, like listening to your body when you're full and when you're hungry, and what food you like and dislike. For me, that wasn't an option. You just ate everything on your plate because there's starving kids in Africa. And it was like this guilt trip of like, just you had to eat everything. And I feel like it created such an unhealthy relationship with my body that wasn't until my late adulthood that I really started to intuitively listen to what I actually need each day. And I was bulimic in hospital, and then I would go on, went on tons of different diets, and I just never had a good relationship with food.
You never had
food.
Economy on your thing.
No, because it was just you always eat. And even now, like, I'll sometimes catch myself if I'm full, I don't want to waste the food, so I'll just eat it anyway.
Yeah.
And I catch myself, I'm like, no, it's okay. You don't have to eat
yes,
that.
Yeah.
And there's times where I'm more worried about Taj's nutrients because he's a fussy eater and he's not a massive eater.
Yep.
So, but I'm careful sometimes. And sometimes Steve will pull me up and he's like, don't force him to eat that, babe. Whereas I'm trying to get him to eat more, but I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to be really careful with how I encourage him to eat more because I don't want him to not have a healthy relationship with his food.
Yeah.
But I feel like that generation, I don't know about you, maybe not with your mom, but it was just a thing in our house. You always ate everything on your plate.
Yeah. Well, I had such a big appetite.
Oh, that's
that
good.
I never had that issue because I would always be trying to get
Wanting more
more.
food. Being, I was the opposite. I'd
But what
want
I do
food.
love what she did was there was never any like, oh, we shouldn't eat this. This is fatty. Or
Yes.
it was just high nutrients. Like that's all she cared about was nutrients. And you eat, like, it's not like you, no, don't eat too much about like that or too little or whatever. Just eat.
So
and
good.
like huge amounts always, and just there's no pressure.
Love
but just
that.
always choose quality.
Oh,
Like that's
so important.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
such a good lesson. And I don't know, I've seen so, like earlier in my naturopathy career, so many like little kids where I don't know, like they weren't allowed to eat butter, like,
No.
you know, like because it's fatty, and
Yeah.
they like just all these tiny, and they have a little bit of obesity, which is from their stress and their hormones, and their parents are already going like, here's your serving size. It's like, that's not enough. Like, and they're already self-limiting and low fat yogurts. And it was horrible, but I mean, obviously just trying to do their best,
yeah,
but it's not positive. Hey?
No, it's not. We have to be so mindful of that. And if you haven't healed your own relationship with food, then you're definitely going
to
create
have to
that
go through with it at some point.
And you don't want your kids to take on those habits and thought processes.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's finish on a positive note.
Yes. Okay. Well, repeating the legacy.
That wasn't negative, but
yeah, it was, I guess, addressing the cycles that we wanted to.
Which, you know, it's, what? It
it's
might be
empowering and positive.
Yeah, empowering. And if you felt triggered in this episode by anything that we've said, that's okay. Like, it's just used as an opportunity to be like, oh, okay, why does that feel uneasy to me? Like, I do time out. It's like, explore it. Okay, well, why does that not feel good to me? Is there a different way I could do it? Could I trial something different? And there is no judgment here. Like, I actually like when I get triggered sometimes now because I'm like, oh, there's information.
I actually really, really get excited about it these days.
Not at that point of getting excited, but I get what you mean.
But I mean,
it's like an opportunity.
Yeah. And even if you get triggered and rather than like, how can I work in it? If you just want to sit and hate on me for a couple of days, I'm okay with that too. Because what we've shared is authentic and
it's here to empower you and to help.
Sharing experience.
See different perspectives. Sometimes we've had guests on before where they've talked about parenting and afterwards I've gone to Levi and you've said the same thing.
Yeah.
Fucked him, but nah.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's not how I'm going to do it, but that works for him and he feels good about that. Cool.
Yeah.
So just wanted to cover that.
Actually, speaking of that, I will forward it to you. There's a post around sleeping with your children or not.
Oh, yeah. Controversial.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. I was just going to, the comments were either like, it was pure social media, like just super offensive. But people are like, because some people were just highly offended and other people were offended at them. And then it was so toxic. But the actual topic was, it's okay for you to do this and you to do that. But if you're judging yourself that you're not doing good, you'll get so angry at that.
Yeah, it's so
but
true,
the comments,
hey?
Like, it's a great topic to post if you want some traction on social media, because it had, I think it was 10,000.
Wow.
Crazy.
Anyway. It is such a like left or right conversation. Yeah. Like, you either sleep train or you post sleep, and like, and there's so many opinions on it all.
Yeah.
Such an interest. I love talking about it though, because I just see there's so many benefits to both, and what every individual
what
parent
more?
Is so different.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, we could talk about that in another episode.
Yeah. So the repeating the legacy.
Yes.
The thing that I There's so many that I am repeating and would like to, but
from mum and dad.
Yeah, definitely from both sides.
Yeah.
But the one that I'll share first is, like, I used to get days off school for having bad vibes or like, but, and that was probably
day.
Just like, if you're not, she goes, she used to go, if you're not 100%, like, kind of put in time.
Oh my God,
today.
I should say that every day.
Yeah, well, and, but because I didn't have, maybe she just knew my personality, or I think it was just a mum knew as a single parent, she had no control over us. So she had to be our friend, not, if she tried to control us,
yeah,
she would have lost. You know, like, yeah. So, but whatever the strategy, I felt just what I'm saying is that said to me that I trust you.
Aww.
So the repeating the cycle is giving, you get the choice and I trust you. And yeah. I want to keep leaning into that, even if, or not if, when they get the choice and it's not, and the consequence isn't good, or they make the, what I would call wrong choice, is to continually stay trusting. And
yeah.
going, I trust that you've, because I, like, rather than trying to protect Neve, I want to build resilience in her personality and know that she's got it. And so for her to have that, I've realized that I need to go, you've got it.
Yeah.
And that's, if you're going to take advantage for a little bit, that's okay. Like for me, and unless I'm being taken completely advantage of, but what I'm repeating is through my actions, through my words, through everything, that I trust you.
I love
and that's
that.
What I got from mum.
That's really nice. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah. The one I got from my mum, obviously didn't get anything from the dads.
Well, nothing positive. Oh,
but you know what?
And empowering, super empowering.
It showed me exactly what I didn't want in a partner and a father of my children. So that is a positive. I'm grateful for it. But my mum, I was saying to Levi when we pre-discussed this, I've never once felt judged by my mum. I felt fully accepted of any mistakes, anything I've said, anything I've done, any of my choices, any of my mistakes, any way I've spoken to her or anyone. I've just never felt judged. She's always just held this space. And even to this day, and I feel like she knows me so well that she'll know when I'm wanting advice. So she didn't have to ask, or she'll know when to sit back and listen. And just the way she words everything, it's just, she is such a safe place. I mean, always has been.
Yeah, I agree with her. Like, she's never a
know-it-all.
Never been a know-it-all, or a, even though, like, you know, like, she's, remember when she was doing our books, like, initially, and so she's had many years of doing that for the council. Like, she knows the shit. And we're, like, the amount of things that she would have, could have questioned, and she just doesn't need to be right, doesn't need to be the, she can just hold that and go, I can do that differently if you like.
It's really cool. She's the best like that. So that was really cool. I hope my kids, don't think I'll do that as well as her. Like, I've spoken about this before on the podcast. When my kids come to me and are like, oh, I'm going to go to this party and there's, heard there's going to be drugs there. I don't know how I'm going to hold that. I'm going to be like, hey, let's talk about this. I'm going to be freaking out inside. Whereas she would just, I don't know. There was that trust there.
Yes.
She always trusted I would make the right, you know what I did. Okay. But yeah, it's something so beautiful. And I really hope that I am good at it. But I think Steve will be really good at that.
He's going to be.
He's just so cool and calm about everything. Like, anything you go to it with him about, just the way he holds the space, and he's just calm in his own body. Something I really admire.
Yeah.
Like, I want more of that.
It's, and but the word is trust as well.
That's trust, exactly,
is
right.
Acceptance so far. Like, if you look at this,
yeah,
the things we've loved is really around trust or acceptance or respect. Like, you know, I'm not gonna I'm gonna treat you with how I'd like to be treated.
And it,
they're
makes
the real
you,
easy things, hey.
It almost makes the trust and respect go back to your parent, because I was a really good teenager. Like, a lot of my friends were taking a lot of drugs and drinking, and I was really well behaved. And maybe because she did just have that trust in me, I didn't want to lose that trust from her.
100%. That's what I mean. That's where I didn't take the piss, right? Because it's like, I could have taken, and I was late to school most days. I mean, that's, but it wasn't out of a, I'm going to screw my, I was just, because I was.
Honest. Late.
But yeah, I felt like I owed her. What did I write down? I said, at the time, I didn't realize, like, obviously I didn't have the knowledge to know that I'm being accepted or Like this mm-hmm. means trust to me. All I knew was that it felt good and that I didn't want to break it or lose it. So it was, that's all I remember until we, you know, and now you sit with it, you're like, what was that? It's trust and acceptance.
So cool. What a powerful episode.
Yeah.
And I think this is something a lot of people might not have ever thought about or reflected on. So I hope you can walk away from this and go, oh, I'm going to explore all this for myself.
Yes.
What patterns are you breaking? What are you continuing on that's worked really well and served you as an adult now that you can help your kids with? Such a cool episode.
Yeah, I love it.
Amazing. Thanks for joining us, guys. As always, if you love this or you think someone else might want to hear this or get something out of it, please share it around and leave us a review.
And make sure if you haven't already, press the follow button because that's the number one thing that gets you this episode when it gets released.
You know what? This follow on the podcast app and on Spotify, I didn't realize there's an actual bell button that you can push to be notified. So if you listen to Spotify.
Oh, on top of follow.
Yeah, it can notify you. So that's really cool as well.
Sweet.
See you next week.
Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.